Boom, 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 boom. Imagine catching up on Carrie and Tommy in a hot air balloon over Alice Springs. That's one thing you could do on holidays in the NT. Book your NT experience now at Qantas.com. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh, you know what day it is, Australia. Welcome to Friday Eve. Carrie Bickmore.
I'm so tired.
So good to see you.
What's up,
Bickers? I woke up on the hour, every hour last night to Adelaide, and I quite honestly, you are going to carry this show the entire way. I have zero to offer you.
I mean, if it's in my hands, it's not in good hands. So if you're sitting back and thinking, I can't wait for an hour and a half of quality radio, maybe adjust your standards and think, I can't wait for just some shits and giggles on the radio.
And I think it's funny to see, because I'm seeing you down the line, and you're in a singlet, and you just look like you're sweating a lot, are you?
I'm absolutely sweating a lot. I mentioned my undercarriage, and I may have used the term, I'm marinating my junk before. Because, okay, I got that same reaction when I said it the first time, and I thought, I'm going to keep saying it till I get a win. No, not coming. But remember, Bickers, if you need any self-esteem boost, remember you are the Tim Cook of Australia. Because yesterday you set about to change lives. This was all because of Facebook's new feature called Crush, where you get to mention to friends that you actually have more than just friends' feelings for them. And we actually got people on the line to admit that they were more than just friends, and this is how it played out yesterday.
We are trying now to get together people who've had a crush on a mate but haven't had the guts to tell their mate. Mason.
I love Emma Boy.
How long have you known Em?
I had a crush on her back in year 8, and I'm now 20, so it's been a while. So.
We do have her on the line now. Emma, hello.
Hello.
How would you describe Mason to us?
The best personality ever.
Mace, you've heard all this. How does that...
Emma, what are you doing tonight?
I'm free tonight. Do you want to go out for dinner?
Alright, sounds like a plan.
Wow! How good.
I mean, amazing. And hearing Mason say he loved her, not just liked her, he loved her. Like, this is marriage is on the cards here. I can feel like this is going to be, we're going to have a part to play in them living happily ever after.
Well, the great news is, as you just heard, they planned to meet up for dinner last night. The great news is we've got Mason. We didn't want to hear what had happened. We want to hear it live on air. So we're going to chat to Mason next, and we're going to find out, is there already babies in the mix? Are they already married? Have they already split their assets? All these are questions that you might not have, but we have the answers to next when Mason joins us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sweet dreams is what Mason is having about Emma, because love is in the air. Yesterday, we tried to hook up people who are just good friends at the moment, but they have feelings for each other and they've never told each other. And Mason joined us, and Mason said he, and he used the L word, he's in love with Emma. He was into her when they were in year 8, was it? He's now 20.
Yeah, and used her full name on the radio, which is brave.
It is brave. And then we got Emma on, and then they agreed to go for dinner, and last night they went for dinner, and now we want to hear all about it.
Yeah. Mason joins us now. Mason, you legend, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, brother. Just tell us, is there a wedding on the cards?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, because I love him. He's great.
Oh, he'd be fun. You must have had a fun dinner, Mason.
I wish I could tell you I did. Bad news.
What happened?
Got home, had a shower, got all ready, spunked myself up, and gave her a ring, didn't answer. Gave her a text a little bit later, didn't answer. Kind of just waiting around, and then like at about 9:30 she rings me back like, oh, sorry, didn't see, blah blah, way past dinner time.
Do you mean? So you had you
up.
Planned
Tommy,
had
don't
you
make
planned
him explain
anything
that again?
No, but sorry, I'm trying to work out, had you planned, like, I know she said, she actually suggested it, she goes, should we get dinner tonight, and did you lock somewhere in?
No, I just said that I'd ring her after I got home from work, and then we'd sort it out.
So what time did you call her?
Probably called her about 6 o'clock.
And so then you messaged her as well?
Yeah.
And then
you are going over this again, you get that, Tommy.
Yeah, I know.
Really drilling it in.
Sorry, Mace. I didn't mean to hammer the pain home.
You can't believe it, though, can you?
No, not really. But, yeah, what can you do?
But she suggested it.
I mean, she was live on air. I mean, none of this is really Emma's fault.
Why not?
Because we, like, Mason said Emma's name, then we got Emma on. What was, maybe Emma, yeah. I don't know, maybe we should speak to Emma and find out what she was thinking and what happened and why she didn't go to dinner. Should we do that? Do we have Emma?
Yeah, we got Emma here.
Emma, Hello. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Better than Mason. What happened last night?
Well, I got home and, like, after I finished work, and then I just kept receiving, like, ongoing messages and texts, like, very, like, clingy and ongoing, like, asking a lot. So I was just a bit like, oh, no, this is a bit too much. So I kind of just ignored
Sorry, Em, when you say asking a lot, do you mean, like, location and time for dinner?
No, he just kept messaging me random things like, what are you doing? Where are you right now? Like, I want to see you. Am I taking you out?
But did you write back to any of them?
No, because I did speak to him throughout the day. So straight after you spoke to us, I called him and I said, so dinner sounds good. And he was like, yep, I'm going to contact you as soon as I finish work. And then throughout the day, I just kept getting a lot. Like, I swear I had maybe 30 messages and 7 messages.
Hang on. Mason, you said you called once and text once.
Mason.
Yeah, she's talking rubbish, but I guess we can go along with it for the radio station.
Okay. Wow,
so,
because this has got
the
real.
The Tim Cook of Australia, which is me, has decided that it's not good for Mason and Emma to be together.
Oh, no. Well, it doesn't matter now what the Tim Cook of Australia decides. They've decided
Emma's
that.
Actually just hung up as well.
She's gone. Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
So
Mace, I'm not sure what happened, but all the best in your future endeavours. So, Pickers, you claim that you were, I think we've got actually tape here.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Well, there's a reason they call me the Tim Cook of Australia.
Isn't
Tim
that the
Cook
worst
of
way
Australia
to be described
is wishing
ever?
We never did this. I mean,
so
does anyone even
know
who Tim Cook is anyway?
Well, I asked you, I said, who's the Apple guy? Because this was, of course, a story about Mark Zuckerberg. And I talked about his presentation. I said, who was the Apple guy? And you said, Tim Cook.
He took over from Steve Jobs. And so Tim Cook, obviously, Apple changes lives. It's changed, you know, technology forever, right? And I'm like that in the love world. I change lives, I thought.
Yeah, you ruined two just then.
Oh, I'm really disappointed in that. That was
so
weird.
What do you want to know? I've got calls written on my sheet.
Yeah. Was it as weird for you as that was for me?
Mate, that was the first time real life ventured into the airwaves.
Well, I don't like all those calls. Don't call a girl 30 times. Don't send 30 text messages.
But he said he didn't.
I don't know. Whatever's happening,
anyway.
I'm not into it.
Yep.
Tim Cook of Australia's not into it.
Okay. What call? Well, sorry, you just woke our producer up. What call? What calls do you want to do, Big Moore?
Well, if I'm not the Tim Cook of Australia, who is the Tim Cook of Australia?
This is great.
Maybe there is
Who's
somebody
the
out
Cook
there that's changing love lives all over the country.
So are we doing Are You the Tim Cook of Australia?
Yeah.
Give us a call on 13 1060.
Yes.
All right.
So good. It's like how we planned.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are looking for the Tim Cook of Australia.
Well, there's a reason they call me the Tim Cook of Australia.
Isn't
Tim
that the
Cook
worst
of
way
Australia
to be described
is wishing
ever?
We never did this. Tim Cook of Australia. And if you're confused, Tim Cook is the guy that heads up Apple, who took over from Steve Jobs, and he obviously is the face of emerging technology. He changes the way we use phones and all of that jazz, and I am declaring that I can do that for people's love lives. Only
Hang
we
on.
Just had
Hang
two
on.
People on air,
Hang
and
on.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster, but also, you said you're the Tim Cook of Australia, which is the head of one of the companies that's at the forefront of modern technology, and you just referred to it as phones and all that jazz.
As I said, it appears I'm not the Tim Cook of Australia. But maybe Alyssa is. Alyssa, are you the Tim Cook of Australia?
I would like to think so, yes.
What's your credentials?
Alyssa, what?
So my 21st birthday was about 5 years ago now. I set up one of my good high school friends and a guy that I worked with. And about two and a half weeks ago, they got engaged.
Amazing. Yeah, love is in the air.
I think I know what's going to happen here because I think all these people are going to be people that have set people up, which I don't know if that's what you were going for with the Tim Cook
of Australia. Yeah, like the love guy of Australia.
That's Tim Cook's not the love guy.
No,
he's the
CEO
of Apple, which do phones and, in your own words, all that jazz.
I'm saying he was an innovator, right? I'm an innovator, but in the love world.
Okay, Montana, are you a love innovator?
I told you I was awake every hour on the hour last night, all right? This is not good me today.
That's a lot of love innovation. Montana, are you the Tim Cook of Australia?
I think I am.
What happened? What did you do?
I've gotten a few couples together, just in high school, a few cases.
Okay.
Yep. Anyone that's gone on to, find lifelong love?
Yeah. So two of them, one of them is engaged, they've moved states, and another one, they're still together 4 years on.
That's enough for me, Montana. You are the Tim Cook
Montana.
Of Australia.
No. No, hang on.
What?
Montana, what do you know about phones and all that jazz?
Not so much.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear Mason and Emma before on a scale of one to disastrous? How do you think that went?
A little bit disastrous.
Wasn't it a mess? We're so sorry. Tim Cook of Australia. Do you want to go to another Tim Cook of Australia?
Well, I just feel like there's so many Tim Cooks of Australia calling you. It would be unfair not to put them all to air. Sophie, I believe you think you are the Tim Cook of Australia.
I 100% am the Tim Cook of Australia.
Tell us why,
100%,
babe.
100%. So I played the middleman with two of my colleagues. I gave them each their numbers. Then I'm happily married for over a year.
That's all I needed.
That's pretty
good. That's it. Tim Cook of Australia. There.
Thank you.
But you said let's take all the calls, so we've only taken three. What about the 10 in the right-hand side that we're not meant to answer? Do you want to go through those, Tim Cook?
No, I think Mason and Emma are still there, so I don't think we should go back to them.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I'm very jealous that you live with one of the funniest men in the country. I guess I should
John
say
Donnell.
That he lives with one of the funniest men in the country. No, the gorgeous Luke McGregor, who is just constant entertainment for you and subsequently for me via you. But recently he went to a comedy show with my boyfriend Chris, and they were sitting next to each other, and Chris went with a friend. And something happened at this comedy show that just, for me, sums up Luke McGregor. But I feel like I'm an expert in this area and that I need to offer him some advice that could possibly make his life easier.
Oh, are you gonna mentor the young lad?
I feel like I could mentor the young lad.
Wow,
I know a thing or two about comedy, you know. I can usually get a laugh away a minute. And so we welcome him now. Hello, Luke McGregor.
Hello, team.
Do you know why Bickmore might want to mentor you? Or in what area?
Martial arts, I assume, or...
Parkour? Is that right? Because parkour.
Is parkour still a thing, or is that gone?
We've moved on.
Yeah, I mean, people need to be punctual, and that's just as handy, you know?
The reason I wanted to chat to you, Luke, is I'm not sure if you're aware that... Actually, I think you do know this, because I think you asked for my advice, that I have worn Invisalign before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you are new to Invisalign, is that right?
I am. And I'm worried I'm not doing it very good.
I mean, let's just say you were doing it 10 times better than I did it, because I've started to learn the things that you will and won't do with your Invisalign in. And honestly, if I'd done any of those things, life would have been, I don't drink beer for starters, would have been incredibly hard, because I understand that you were at the comedy show with Chris, and Chris's mate said to you just before the show started, "I'm going to grab a beer, would you like one?" And your response was, "No, I can't, I have my Invisalign in."
That's true. I gave him more information than he needed. I could have just said no.
I mean, I did think that too.
It's on my way.
Did they specifically tell you can't drink beer with your Invisalign in?
They said water only, and not even not sparkling water either, like tap water only.
Are you sure they said that? Because I drank everything that was put in front of me with my Invisalign.
Someone said you can have like one champagne, but it's not recommended. And I'm like, well, what if that means that the champagne reacts with the plastic and the plastic melts my mouth and it's like a melted plastic mouth?
Also, Luke goes to the toilet to click his Invisalign out and then clean them. Bickers used to sit there across the desk from me in radio, and she'd click it out in front of me, and these lines of spittle would go from her mouth down to the desk. While that loved Australian artist and Gold Logie winner, the spit wouldn't have even gone from her mouth down to the Invisalign before she got a handful of food and shoving it into her mouth and then snapping her Invisalign back in.
Hey, but mate, look at my pearly whites now. Hey.
They're good. But so there is something we need.
Sorry,
because you want to mentor Luke. You want to tell him that it's okay and he can do all these other things that he hasn't
been doing.
Well,
I just feel like it's restricting him, and I'm concerned. Like, what happens when you go on a date, mate? Do you just have to like have your Invisalign sitting out on the table or what?
First, they get the long spiel of my teeth history, and then I assure them that it is a mechanical change. I'm not doing it for vanity purposes. Once that spiel is done, I then go on to the do you want to watch, or do you want me to do it to the left of you?
What?
Take them out and then put them all the way. And then I try, and because I'm missing a tooth on my right hand side, I try to only speak to them from my left hand side so they don't fit in with the tooth. It's not easy.
To be honest, I'm actually not sure I can mentor you. I think it's too far gone.
I think before we lock you in as a mentor, we should give Luke the full picture. This mentor, this Invisalign expert that you are talking to, McGregor, Carrie, how many times did you have Invisalign?
Well, look, I did have it twice.
And why did you have it twice?
Because I didn't do it properly the first time.
Yeah.
And it didn't work, so I had to do it properly the second time.
Yeah. So are you sure this is the mentor you want, mate?
Let's just do the parkour then, and I'll...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I can't wait to hear all about your helicopter trip very, very soon, but for now I've got some very, very funny bits to tell you about. Okay, speaking of granny flats, an elderly Melbourne couple, okay, imagine this. There's a delivery to their house and they're like, oh, someone sent us something, you know. People don't send things anymore. Yeah. You don't ever get parcels or mail anymore. They go to the front door, they accept the package, they open it to find that it contained 20 kilos of the drug ice. They noticed some bags of white powder and they thought, they called police and, drug squad came and there we go, $10 million worth of ice on their front doorstep.
Okay,
if
good.
Been
Moving
waiting
on.
For the royal baby to be born and you're thinking, when already? Enough already. So apparently the royal baby was due a few weeks ago, but people, a lot of royal watchers, including I think one of my good mates and a friend of Channel 10's, Ange Bishop, I think went over there 2 weeks ago for the coverage and then the baby never came and I think she's come back home. But everybody is stumped because Prince Harry has just announced that he's going to make a trip to the Netherlands next week to launch the one-year countdown to the Invictus Games. And everyone's like, yeah, but what about the baby? Like, is he going to leave and the baby's going to be born and he's not going to be there? So there is a conspiracy theory starting that the baby has already been born. And because Buckingham Palace has already stated that once the baby is born, the family is going to have some private time to celebrate as a family first. Everyone's thinking, the baby came out weeks ago. Next week, we'll probably get a glimpse. And then Harry's off to to launch the Invictus Games. So we may already have a royal baby and we just don't know.
I tell you what, Bickers, you know what is too long and incredibly boring? Both the election campaign and royal news. I reckon both just needs to end.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying my bit.
Sorry.
Final bit of news. Were you ever someone to
something
collect...
election?
No. This will be right up your alley. Did you ever collect baseball cards or footy cards or anything like that?
Yeah, basketball and footy cards. Yeah.
Okay, so a woman in the US has found a Babe Ruth rookie card, baseball card from 1916 inside this 100-year-old piano that she got from her aunt, right? So a piano was originally bought for $35 in 1992 and it needed repairs because it was so old. So when she went to get it repaired, they discovered the baseball card, and guess how much the baseball card has just sold at auction for?
$1 million.
$184,000. It doesn't sound very good now that you've said
$1 million. You did that horrible. I'm sorry. I did that horrible thing. Yeah. You know when your parents, when I used to say to my dad, guess how much I got this jumper for? And he'd be like, 4 cents? And I'd be like, well, nobody buys clothes for 4 cents. Yeah. It just made me feel awful.
In some people's world, not Tommy Little's world, $184,000 is a lot of money. And for all of you that did enjoy markets today.
Because I know that's lovely, but I don't actually even get paid in money anymore. I just get paid in Babe Ruth rookie cards, and it's about 1 an hour.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy Little in the NT.
Nautilus Aviation have incredible luxury helicopter experiences and charters in the Northern Territory. Book today at nautilusaviation.com.au.
Welcome to the NT. It's Tom and Tommy.
We've done some amazing things all this week because we've had some scary moments on the back of camels. We've had some romantic moments. Okay.
We've had some romantic moments with the Crocs.
We have some scary moments again with the Crocs. And then today, we just had lined up an incredible chopper ride through Litchfield National Park. Good morning, Christian.
Hi.
We're standing next to the chopper.
Yeah.
Do you like the fact that it's called the Long Ranger?
Well, I didn't realise that, but now I feel so much more at ease.
How are you feeling?
I'm not a good flyer. I'm feeling okay.
Hey, there's a few things that I love about flying.
Yep.
I love giving yourself fun flying names. Would you like to choose one?
Oh, yes.
Mine is always the Squatting Wolf. I'm Squatting Wolf.
Oh, can you pick mine?
And the Long Ranger.
Squatting.
What about the Dumpy Beaver?
The Dumpy. Oh.
No, sorry, sorry.
Okay, yeah,
sorry.
No. We've locked the Dumpy Beaver in.
What about the Staunch Gazelle?
Nope, Dumpy Beaver, I like. It really suits the vibe I give off.
Okay. I love the fact that we're going to be flying over Litchfield National Park.
Yes.
That's great. That's exciting. There's also something else I love. There's something I love when you notice something, and you notice it because we've been already together for about an hour and a half, but you decide to wait till the cameras are rolling to point it out. No, it's not you.
Oh.
It is our audio producer, Konski, who's had his fly.
Oh, my God. That's the world's biggest fly I've ever seen.
That's the gorge we're flying the chopper through. Through Konski.
It's usually me. There's something wrong with them. Oh, great. Oh, he's wrapping us up now. All right, okay, should we get in? Nick, you're on that side.
Yeah. So then we had our names locked in, Squatting Wolf, with, of course, a Staunch Gazelle, and our captain, whose name is Sean, so we called him Captain Connery, and we were up in the air, and naturally, we had a few questions.
How many years have you been flying?
Probably don't want to know that answer.
Okay.
This is your first flight?
I feel like me putting years at the end of it was really optimistic.
So how many decades have you been behind the stick?
45 years behind the stick.
What?
The helicopter.
How high up, if you fell out from this height into water, are you dead?
Yeah, you'd probably get eaten by a crocodile.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you asked that question.
So
oh,
we're flying
I get so
over.
Nervous in helicopters because they hang down, the nose hangs down. Oh.
You know what? It wasn't scary at all. It was just
really?
Beautiful. We were just looking over the most incredible scenery.
It is
just
beautiful.
Got as far as the eye can see, these beautiful waterfalls. Sean from Nautilus Aviation was absolutely awesome, and he was pointing out all these different kind of waterfalls and swimming holes and stuff, and then one really caught our eye.
Just see these waterfalls just up the creek a little, see just up there?
Yeah.
So we will actually go and land down there, and we take people for a swim, like after a fish trip, if that's what they
that's
want.
That's actually beautiful.
Those falls are called proposal falls because we've had quite a few gentlemen proposing to their
wives
to be.
Is it a giveaway when you tell them, okay guys, we're just going to land at proposal falls? I was with my girlfriend and we've been together about a year, and I surprised her with a day and a helicopter ride, and I could tell halfway through that it was too much and she was expecting me to pop a question.
And what happened?
Got back in the chopper. Went back to the hotel.
Did she just look so deflated?
She's like, oh, so we're just going to get back in the chopper?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yep. Yeah, we are. And I'm so bad with confrontation, there was a bit of me that thought, if she asks, I'll just ask her. I'll just be like, okay, well, you're getting married now.
So 20 years later, you've been in a marriage with kids that you didn't want.
I'm really surprised that in that story you didn't propose, because you're normally planning how many babies you're having like 2 days in to meeting someone. So it wouldn't be, you know.
This was a long while ago, and I regret the fact that I didn't. But that's me with my phone on loud while I'm doing a radio show.
Do you really regret that? You wish you proposed to that person.
Oh, let's not. We're on air around the country. No.
Was that her texting you then, saying yes?
Yeah. No, it's a, hang on, let me open
actually,
it. It's still
to be
a no.
Fair,
okay.
To be fair, after my my luck with Mason and Emma, I reckon the Tim Cook of Australia is going to back away now and not keep talking about your love life.
Well, this is. I wanted to ask the question on 131060. We've had another amazing day in the top end, but I want to know: has anybody had this situation when you thought they were going to propose and they didn't? I'd love to hear all about it, because maybe I'm the only person that's happened to, but maybe there's always probably
that's not, going, no, oh, that would be happening all the time. Top of the Eiffel Tower, always going to do it. Oh no, we're back down the lift.
That's what the Eiffel Tower is full of, just women waiting. Give us a call, 131060. When did you think they were going to propose?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It was an amazing chopper fight over the Litchfield National Park today, where we saw, amongst other things, proposal falls, where a lot of people propose, and it led us to the question: have you had a moment where you thought they were going to propose and they didn't? Did you get a chopper out to an amazing joint like that and you went, oh, yeah, they'll definitely pop the cushion here? And no. On 131060, we got... Yeah.
I was just saying, the problem is that it's such a beautiful thing that you're doing, right, that then it takes away from the whole thing, and then you didn't even get to enjoy the thing that was also just a lovely thing to do together.
Yep, absolutely right.
Like Paige, what went down?
Hi, guys. So we're away for our five-year anniversary. It was actually New Year's a couple of years ago. And he took me out to this really nice barn just out up in Albury. And he was giving me the signals and everything to say, you know, like, it's going to happen. We've been together for a while. I really love you. I was even, like, talking to the girls about it a while, like, throughout the time. And I was like, oh, it's going to happen. And then we were eating dinner, everything like that, come to the end, and we went and paid, and that was it. And that was off.
So when you say he was giving you signals, what signals was he giving you, Paige?
So he's giving me those looks and just saying, like, oh, how would you feel if, you know, we were to continue this? Do you love me? We're talking about kids that night and everything, and there was nothing. And there still hasn't been anything to this day. We've just had our daughter, and we've still got nothing.
Oh,
we're coming up.
Wow,
eight
so years. How long have you been together? 8 years?
Yeah,
eight years. And a daughter.
Yep.
Oh, that's proposal time.
I know. I've been telling him. I've been waiting. And I'm like, anytime, you know. Anyway.
Well, I reckon the Tim Cook of Australia could get involved here. I feel like I could make something happen.
Yeah. I would die. That would be great.
The Tim Cook of Australia will have you broken up in about 5 minutes, Paige.
Forget proposal falls. You'll be walking up Heartbreak Hill together, and it'll be all my fault.
What's your partner's name, Paige?
Jacob.
Yeah. Get off your ass and pop the question to Paige. If you want to call us now, 131060 is our number.
Yeah.
Or you could call Paige, you've just got her number.
Celesta, what happened?
So me and my partner were long distance for about 2 years. And prior to him coming here, he was sending me pictures of rings. And we were talking about like our future and how he was going to move through and everything. And then when we got here, he planned like this really romantic dinner. And we did the Harbour Bridge walk. And we got to the top. And I was like, yep, this is it. I was all emotional. I was already starting to cry. And then that was it. And then I came back down. And I finished.
So do you think he had the ring and didn't do it? Or you don't think he ever planned on doing it?
No, I don't think he planned it, because we've broken up now. So I don't think it was ever like...
But you don't think it was the tears that he went, oh, God, too much?
I know. He was just like, this emotional mess. What am I doing?
Celesta, in his defense, you can't take stuff up. Well, you can't take stuff up on the bridge climb. They put you in those funny one-piece suit things, so you've got nothing loose.
I know,
so
but even if he had a ring, my nails. Like, I like my nails.
I mean, if you did your nails.
Like, you know.
Yeah, if you did your nails, that's fair. Then exactly. Just a note to all the men out there, if you rock up on a date and the woman has painted her nails, you have to propose.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Chloe, when did you think they were going to propose?
Hey, so it was about 2 years ago. And he had been staying for a while, and I knew he'd bought a ring because I'd done some snooping myself. We had planned to go for a weekend away because it was his birthday, and he told me that we were going to go out for a meal on the night, and then the next day we'd get all our family together for a birthday picnic. So I was thinking, okay, this is it. nice romantic dinner for the meal, and then the next day all our family would be around, so we'd announce it. And no proposal, no nothing. No proposal.
Oh, so did you break up, or you? What's the status now?
No, we actually got married. He proposed a few months later.
Was it as climactic or anticlimactic, I should say?
Are you asking Chloe about her climaxes?
No, when we actually got engaged, it was really nice. But on the weekend that I thought he was going to propose and all our family was coming around, when I thought it was going to be a proposal, my mum thought there was going to be a proposal, and his family did as well.
Chloe's married now. Let's go to Pete. Pete, what happened?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was in the US and doing a helicopter ride into the Grand Canyon with the wine.
Yes.
Oh, romantic. Yep.
And I forgot the engagement ring.
Did you do it anyway, or did you just pull out?
No, I forgot it, so it didn't happen. And it had to happen a couple of days later in the food court at Universal Studios.
Oh, that's amazing. Well done.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Should we discuss where we all are now around the world? Because normally we're broadcasting near each other, but due to the circumstances of all of our busy lives, well, except for mine, who's still at home in my granny flat, I'm the one without the busy life. Where are you, Tommy?
I'm in the top end. I'm in Darwin at the moment.
Where are you here?
You'll never know if you never go.
I'm at this is a good catchphrase. That I'm at the Sunshine Coast. I'm in Maroochydore, which is beautiful today.
Beautiful Maroochydore. One day, perfect the next.
Absolutely.
Is that what it is?
It's beautiful. Apparently it's been raining for a couple of weeks, but today, sunny as. Thought about
amazing.
Going for a swim. Don't have any shorts, though, so won't get there, but still.
And we got Buzz in Melbourne. We got you in Bologna, Katie.
I could.
And it's just the power of technology.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And no complaints. No complaints anywhere.
It feels like we're in a room together.
You know what's so amusing,
too? It's good
now.
Radio is as good as... No, you.
There's a slight delay going on, guys, if you haven't noticed.
Tommy's trying to get in.
No, I was just going to say it requires a huge technological feat and a lot of work from the techs that put this all together, right? And at every single location, there's a high chance something's going to go wrong. But yet, all the people at these locations, you, me, Tommy, none of us would be of any use if it all went wrong because none of us are good in the tech world.
Yeah. In my whole time in radio, which was before I worked in commercial radio, you know, I was at a community radio station. I have never once pushed a button, except Hughes's, of course. I pushed them.
How have you gotten away with that?
I've never
flushed the toilet in the whole time you've been working on radio.
Who wants to flush rose petals?
Can I give a shout out to? Can I give a shout out to Andrew, who is normally in Sydney, but he was in Brisbane. Now he's come up to Maroochydore. So yell out, Andrew, say g'day to the gang.
Hey guys,
did you hear that?
Yeah.
He said hi guys.
Oh, is this what we're doing? We're doing the people in the background to shout out. Hey, Konski and Sonda, yell out, hello. There we go.
And Caitlin here in the granny flat, yell out, hello.
Hello.
Oh. Belle, why don't you get involved? Belle, back in the studio. Yeah.
Oh, Belle. Yeah, we need Italian connection. Come on, Jacopo. Tell him to go loud, Kate. Loud.
All right. What a great way to wrap up our show. Hughesy and Kate, they're in next to drive you home. Thank you to everybody who helps us get to air every single day. We're back tomorrow.
Legend.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Perfect. You're all caught up on Carrie and Tommy. Now book your perfect NT holiday experience at Qantas.com.